This is Digital Story Podcast number 692, June 18th, 2019. Today's theme is, You Are More Influential Than You Realize. I'm Derek Story. Engaged photographers, such as ourselves, take certain things for granted. We're current on the latest gear offerings. We understand the value of preparing for and capturing important moments in our lives. And we know that technology can instantly evaporate a lifetime of images just as easy as it enabled us to capture them in the first place. But not everyone understands these things as we do. And my thoughts on sharing our knowledge is the topic of today's podcast. So over the last 4 days, I've logged more than 1,000 highway miles, attended 2 undergraduate graduation ceremonies, attended 4 celebration meals, 2 parties, and a music concert at Santa Barbara Bowl. And by the way, that concert was Revolution, and I don't know if you know that band. They're sort of a reggae rock fusion band. They're from Santa Barbara, and so they were coming back to Santa Barbara to play, and it was really a great moment. They put on a superb show. If you like that kind of music, they are magnificent. Anyway, during all of those events, I had conversations with freshly minted college graduates, proud fathers, excited moms, and a variety of extended family members, friends, and strangers. Inevitably, at some point in the conversation, what I did for a living would surface, and the exchanges that followed fascinated me. My primary takeaway today was that we all could be doing more to help casual photographers that we come in contact with. And here are 5 ways that I observed we can do that. And I don't know if you've had this experience yourself, but, you know, I make certain assumptions that people know, you know, what's going on in this or that, or they understand these techniques, you know, basic techniques, not advanced stuff. And what's really interesting is that I ran into a lot of people who are intrigued or really like photography, but there is so much they don't understand. They're not going to the sites every day like we do. They're not following other photographers on Instagram and Facebook and things like that. They're not immersed in the community that we're immersed in. And so all that stuff that we take for granted, all that knowledge about gear and technique and stuff, they're not really exposed to. Yet, when these moments present themselves, in this case, this past weekend, these graduation ceremonies, and by the way, I had one son graduate with honors from Santa Clara University, and my other son graduated from Santa Barbara with an above 3.0 GPA. And it was really a terrific moment to see both of them celebrate with family and friends this really wonderful achievement. Each of them did this in 4 years. And actually, my son Max from Santa Clara did it 1 quarter short of 4 years. So very, very impressive. Very happy about that. But at any rate, being in this situation of celebrating with them, talking to friends and family and all that sort of stuff, especially of, you know, these kids that I know they're kids, but I might be meeting their family for the first time, things like that. It was really interesting what their knowledge base was concerning photography, yet at the same time, they really had almost as strong as desire as you and I do to capture great images and to record these important moments. As I go through these 5 points, you'll start to see some of these things that I notice during these conversations. And the first one I call Canon or Nikon. And here's the way this goes. So an early question for me in these conversations would be, do you shoot Canon or Nikon? And I thought that was interesting that those were my only 2 options, right? So when I responded that I typically shoot with mirrorless cameras, the response more or less from them was, oh, I've never heard of that brand. And I would go, well, actually, it's not a brand, but it's a type of camera and many different brands. Everyone now, except Pentax, has some type of mirrorless offering. And what I discovered during this part of the conversation is that a lot of folks were sticking with their smartphone or lugging around these huge DSLRs, not really realizing that there was something in the middle, that there was something that would give them, you know, a bit more satisfaction in certain situations than their smartphone. But yet, you didn't have to pay the price of the weight and the bulk like they did with the DSLRs. And they honestly didn't even know that these cameras existed. And they asked me, well, what brand do you shoot? And I say, well, I have an Olympus camera. I shoot with Panasonic. I shoot with Fujifilm. I have a lot of friends who shoot with Sony, and they really like those cameras. And they're looking at me, and then maybe they'll go, I think I've heard of a Sony camera. But, you know, the other stuff, the Fujifilm, Olympus, Panasonic, total news to them. Total news to them. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, no wonder the camera industry is struggling. And I was thinking, why is this? Why do they only know about Canon and Nikon? And I was thinking back to my photography past. And there was a time when camera manufacturers would advertise on TV. They would have full-page ads in magazines that weren't photography magazines as well. And there would be, you know, this exposure, you know, to these wonderful capture devices. And we don't see that today. We don't see popular advertising for these wonderful cameras, you know, that, you know, I've been referring to, everything in the mirrorless category. And to really find out about them, then you have to go to a site that's dedicated to photography or, you know, somewhere where photographers are talking about gear. And I was thinking, you know, this is an opportunity for us because me and you and everyone that listens to the show is the influencer in their photography community. And so you know about this stuff, and you may be surprised that a lot of people that you come in contact with don't. And you have an opportunity to maybe help them with improving their gear to something that really fits their life right now much better than what they're using. Second thing I noticed, encouragement. So I watched hundreds of people capturing moments, you know, with their iPhones and their Samsungs and, you know, their Google smartphones. I was really moved by how delighted they were when they got a shot that they wanted. I mean, they were just as excited as you or I, or maybe even more, when a shot that they wanted, a picture, maybe a shot of their daughter, you know, just, you know, receiving her diploma, something like that, turned out the way that they hoped it would. I started, you know, interacting a bit more, and especially with, you know, my own friends and my own family and people that, you know, I could go up and talk to, not strangers so much because, well, you know, that could be creepy, but but people who, you know, would be comfortable talking to me. And I decided to jump in and offer encouragement, and I wanted to see the shots. I wanted to see the shots that they created. I wanted to be excited along with them. And, you know, during these conversations, you know, I said, well, you know, also, did you know that if you, like, come in at a low angle and point up, you could, you know, get rid of some of those distractions. You'd have a nice sky or, you know, maybe just those pretty trees in the background, you know, things like that. And then watching them embrace some of that stuff, you know, because you're not going too complicated here. You're just, you know, just some really nice, basic, especially compositional tips. And then watching them embrace that and then really just on the spot, you know, they're getting better and they're taking even more compelling images. And then also, you know, respecting them by saying, hey, I love that shot that you took. Could I have that? Could you send that to me? Could I include that, you know, in the collection of shots that I have from today? And, you know, having them go, wow, you know, you really like photography. You know a lot about photography. and you want one of my shots. And I was just thinking that that encouragement, you know, where we jump in and really, you know, facilitate and just be part of the team, do a little cheerleading, right? The effect that we can have for other folks who like photography, but maybe aren't as confident in their photography skills. I had a lot of fun with that. And, you know, once that light bulb went on this weekend about doing that, I really reveled in it. And I think that it was fun for all of us, not just me. Protection. So another thing, and this was more when I was having, you know, those conversations at parties and stuff, and it would, you know, we'd talk a little bit about me being a photographer, and then I'd ask them about what they like to take pictures of and what they're using. And I started working in the question, and I've been doing this for some time now because I think it's really important. Do you have cloud backup for your images? You know, I could also ask, or do you have some form of, you know, archiving for your images? But I usually just start with a cloud backup because, especially if you're shooting with a smartphone, that's something that's probably integrated if you choose to turn it on and if you know how to work it. My gosh, I was surprised at how many times that wasn't happening. Even today, how many times that wasn't happening. And, you know, cloud backup, and especially if you're shooting JPEGs on a smartphone, it is affordable, close to free, depending on what you're using. And it's automatic, which is so important. It takes the user out of the equation once they set it up. So one of the things that I started doing, if they were interested in this, you know, if they bring it up, if I bring it up and they're not interested, then, you know, I might say, well, you might want to look into it. You might want to consider it because over the long haul, these are great shots that you're taking right now, and you want to make sure that you have them, you know, years to come. And I'll leave it at that. But if they are interested, there were a couple instances where I actually showed them how to enable it on their phone and, you know, to get going with it right now, and then explain to them that, you know, as your library grows, you can, for this amount, like $2.99 a month, you can increase your storage to, you know, cover all this stuff, and you have peace of mind. You don't have to do anything about it. And those conversations made me feel really good because I felt like after the conversation was over, I had really done something that might truly help this person up the road. Protection was something that I was working into these interactions a lot, and one of the things that I felt really good about afterwards. The fourth one is follow-up. And by the way, if you notice my voice is a little funky, it's a couple things. It's one that I just got back into town. It's, what time is this? 10 o'clock at night on Monday right now for me. I woke up in Santa Barbara this morning after going to Revolution the previous night, last night. Yeah, last night. I'm trying to figure out when. And probably singing loudly too much during that show. And so my voice has definitely been tested over the last few days. If you're hearing that, that's what's going on. It will be normal again next week. I promise you. Anyway, the fourth one is follow-up. And I carry business cards with me for all sorts of reasons. But over the last few days, I've used them for people who might need help after our conversation. And I do get emails. I've been sharing my business cards for follow-up questions for a long time now. And it's something that I feel good about. And it's one of my favorite reasons to have business cards. You know, others is when I get a shot of someone and, you know, they want me to share that picture with them afterwards. You know, all those other reasons, possible business things. But this particular reason to help people later on, I really like. And I do get these questions. And a lot of times what happens is that during our conversation, let's say they learn about mirrorless cameras that they didn't really know. And, you know, you kind of talk to them and then they go, well, which one should I buy? And, you know, of course, that depends sort of thing. At that point, I can say, you know, here's my card, here's my email. Send me a note, you know, remind me where we talked and all that. You know, let me know about how much you have to spend, what your favorite things are to shoot, and I will give you some recommendations. You know, I will help you out with this. And the fact that, you know, they will get some unbiased advice, you know, where they can just send an email and get some information back to help them with this really makes people feel good. And I really feel like that it's an important part of the whole arc of what I'm talking about today, because, okay, let's say that, you know, we have the conversation. I get them excited about some of the possibilities beyond their smartphone. And then what? I'm just going to leave them hanging from there. Like, okay, you're all excited. Now go get them, Tiger. Right? No, I really feel like that the follow-up or the ability to have someone, you know, to ask a few questions after all of this is important. And in all the years that I've been doing this, I've never had anyone abuse the follow-up business card. Never, not once. So, you know, if you're worried about someone suddenly, you know, piling on tons of questions and all that, that just hasn't been my experience. But I have received some follow-up emails, and I was able to help them. And then I would get another email after they made their purchase, and, you know, they were very excited and thankful for the help. So this is yet another reason that I think all of us should carry business cards. I just think when you're a photographer, it's super important to have something to put in someone else's hands for all sorts of reasons, including this one. And then my fifth one is that we're all in this together. And photography is a hobby that, you know, anyone can do for their entire life. It is, I think, the best hobby in the world. I honestly do. I think it's so satisfying, and there's always new things to learn. The equipment is always changing. The software is always changing, and the world around us is always changing. So there's always something interesting to capture and then to play with. And I just love that. And I sort of feel like that if I help the photography community, then that comes back to me and everyone else that's interested in photography, because we have more people interested, which means maybe more people, you know, upgrading, more people buying software, more people engaging in education, more people frequenting websites, listening to podcasts, you know, all those sort of things. And, you know, as they say, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. I feel very strongly about that in the world of photography. You and I have the unique ability to really have some influence on this with people who, you know, who love this just as much as we do, but don't really know how to proceed the way that we know how to proceed. Through our casual interactions and our conversations that just happen when you don't expect them, that we actually can have a lot of positive influence and maybe help our photography community and have a great time doing it along the way. Just a little food for thought as you're out there, you know, going through the world, having your conversations and, you know, spreading the word, evangelizing, you know, this wonderful thing that we all enjoy. Hypercube automatically backs up your smartphone pics while charging. So this is an interesting Kickstarter by Sanho, I believe is how they say, Sanho Corporation. And I kind of am intrigued by it. So I'm just going to read you a couple paragraphs from, I believe, the Photographer. That's where this appeared. And I have the link in the show notes, just like I have links to everything else. And see what you think. Running out of storage space on our smartphones and tablets is a common problem. Now, there's a tiny device designed to address that, and it does so while you're charging it. It's called Hypercube. It's the latest offering by Hyper, by Sanho Corporation, dropped on Kickstarter following their highly successful crowdfunded USB-C hubs. The Hypercube has a micro SD slot, a male USB connector, and two female USB ports. It connects between the USB charger and your phone or Android smartphone or tablet. A free app allows you to automatically back up all the photos, media, and contacts onto a micro SD card or USB drive as your device charges. You can disconnect at any time and the backup resumes once you reconnect. No more scrambling to delete photos and videos from your phone and card storage when you run out of space. And what I was thinking about this, you know, earlier I was evangelizing cloud storage and, you know, how important I think it is because it can happen automatically and doesn't need the user to interact once it's set up. And so I love cloud storage, but the problem is, at least in a lot of situations that I'm in, is that there might be some time from when you capture images to when you have Wi-Fi again and can actually, you know, use cloud backup, unless, you know, you're using it with your cellular connectivity. And for a lot of people, that just isn't practical. And I'm still in a lot of situations where cellular bandwidth isn't really good for backing up images. So I was thinking that something like this is an interesting idea because it doesn't require internet connectivity in order to do a backup. So yes, you can have your smartphone, your tablet backing up, you know, when all the pieces line up. But a lot of times if you're traveling and you're traveling in remote places, especially going on vacation to remote places or places where internet might not be as readily available, that this might be an interesting device to look at. You know, you have to charge your device anyway. Why not just back it up during charging and have it all taken care of at once? So I do have a link to the article that talks about it, and there's a link to the Kickstarter project there. Right now, I think they have a special on Kickstarter. I think it's $29. The normal price is going to be $49. I went over to the Kickstarter page, and it looks like that, you know, they're close to their goal already, and they've just launched. But it looks like you can still get in for a discount. And I just thought it was interesting. And I'm even kind of weighing if I'm going to consider it or not for myself. But I thought you might be interested in hearing about it. A big thanks to our Inner Circle members. These are the folks that support this podcast and really support all of our community efforts. You can find out more about being an Inner Circle member by visiting our Patreon page. I have a tile on all the pages of The Digital Story for Patreon. You can click on it. You can go over and see our page there. You can see the kind of things that are going on. You know, I love this group of people. I love interacting with them. I respect them a lot, and I'm really thankful to them for doing their part to help keep this show on the air. Big thanks to all of our Inner Circle members, and at some point, I hope that you might join them. And also, I want to tip my hat to our good friends at Red River Paper. I finally, this week, think I have a little open space in my schedule. It's been so busy shooting lately. I've had so many assignments from my clients, which is a good thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm thrilled about it. But I haven't been able to get to a couple projects that I've wanted to. And this week, I actually think I'm going to get to do some fine art printing. And as I get into it, I'm going to report on it to you because I think this is a project that you're going to be interested in as well. All of this made possible by our friends at Red River Paper who support this podcast and support the world of inkjet printing in general. You can learn more about them by clicking on the tile that's on all the pages of The Digital Story and also by visiting their Facebook page at facebook.com/Red River Paper. And then finally, I just want to let you know next week I'm going to have a review on the podcast. I've been using the latest Panasonic G Micro Four Thirds camera. Really, I'm fascinated by this camera. I think it's really interesting. And so I'll have a review on that next week. All right, that's going to do it for me now. I am going to get this prepared and uploaded for you, and then I am going to get some sleep. It has been a long 4 days. It's late already tonight. I look forward to meeting with you again next week. Until then, have a fabulous week. Bye-bye now.